Second half of Shri's Mishnah test will contain the halachas of Tolus that started around before Shlita and finished around Shlita. What year this Tolus is shaykh to. So, and so in has the reason that Pura Bitsri Shamoname Mayim Shloishim Yom of Yashashon and Miss Asim Mishaova who turned the sheet. The terms the reason are some type of onion. In Pura Bitsri is a certain type of bean. So generally these are vegetables which we go by the time that you pick them. And therefore it started going before Shmita was picked on Shmita. It has a status of Susha Shriya. Now it has a status of Susha Shriya, but the Rambam holds that it has a status of Shrikhan and it's offered to eat. So we don't talk so much as Shadimish was making on this point, that as long as it started going before Shmita, it's not Shrikhan, it's Mutter to eat, but still it has Susha Shriya. So that is by a vegetable. Over here is a special type of vegetable. Generally vegetables have to be watered constantly so they finish growing. These vegetables they sometimes would stop watering them a certain period of time before they fully ripen and they let them dry out a little bit. But since they stopped being watered a period of time before Shmita, we don't go by the time they were picked. We go by the time that they were grown enough that it was not necessary to water them anymore. So the cutoff point is like this. 30 days before Rosh Hashanah he stopped watering this type of onion, this type of bean, then even though he picked it on Shmita, it's considered produce of the year before Shmita, and therefore it doesn't have this disease. And also in respect to Mitzvahs, as a status of between the third and the fourth year, as a status of Mitzvahs of the third year, doesn't have the status of Mitzvahs of the fourth year. The difference between the third and the fourth year is you have to take Mitzvah only on the third year, and on the fourth year you take Mitzvah Shemi. And also it's considered produce of the third year that you take Mitzvah only from 1 year on itself, and not from 1 year to the next. So then you have the chiddush of our Mishnah. And the lava turned this year from the Tatum of Sanaba, if you kept them watering it up to less than 30 days before Rosh Hashanah, then it's considered the produce of the previous year, both in respect to Tumas and Mitzvahs and respect to Shmita. The Shobal. Shobal is a field that's not constantly watered. It's something that naturally is moist, and so that's the monomain mind stillness. You prevented the water from coming in that area for two periods of time that would normally needed to be watered. That is already considered that you stopped growing it enough of the time before, let's say, in Shlita, that should still be considered the process before Shlita, not the process of Shlita. This is Rabbi Meir. Chum Ramah show us that the three periods of time that you would let the water in to water it, you stopped it 3 years of time before Shishana, that is considered that it grew completely from the water of pre-Shmita, and even though it was picked on Shmita, it's considered Eretz Shmita produce.